Blog Talk Radio.
Accomplish for yourself, but somehow your biggest goals always seem to be just out of your reach. But the Lord told me to tell you that He knows who you are. Yes, He's seen your work, and He's also seen your tears, and He wants you to know today that you're not forgotten. He's here to reward you for all your faithfulness. But He said in His word that if you will delight yourself in Him, He will give you the desires of your heart. In other words, not only will He give you what you need, but He promised to give you whatever you want. So don't get discouraged. Don't give up. Hang in there and prepare yourself for your blessing. It's your time now. You held on. You were strong.
You were strong.
Oh, come on and praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. I pray that that song, amen, minister to your spirit this morning. Amen. It's your time. God has not forgotten you. When you held on, hallelujah, and when you encouraged everyone else, when you really needed it for yourself, amen, praise God. He said, if you delight yourself in the Lord, he will give you the desires of your heart. That's why we got to keep on pressing in. Amen, praise God, because yes, it is our time, people of God. Amen, praise God. We thank and praise God on this morning. Amen, glory to God, glory to God. You are on Reign of Glory Revival Ministry this morning with Apostle Carolyn McNeil this morning. This is our Sunday morning service. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank and praise our God this morning. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. As we said on last week, it is your set time, but this week, amen, it is your time. Amen. Praise God. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. My God, I give him glory this morning. Father, we come, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, God, we lift you up, God, this morning, Jesus. We come this morning, Glomosiah, Holy Ghost, in great expectation this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just ask, Father God, that you would take control, Father God, over this line, over the atmosphere, Father God, this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father God, your son. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. We come this morning, glory to God, with an open heart, an open mind, an open spirit this morning to receive what you have for us on this day, Father. Glory to God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Father, I pray that you will give me wisdom, give me knowledge, and give me understanding, Father God, from your very throne room this morning, Lord God. Let the word of God enrichly bless us this morning. Morning, Father. Let the word of God come upon us and glory to God. Take feet and walk with us, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we say thank you this morning. Glory to God. Forgive us for all our sins on today, God. Yes, Holy Spirit. And create in us, Lord Jesus, a clean heart, God. And renew, Father, a right spirit within us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just want to say thank you this morning. We thank you, God, that the Holy Spirit is going to minister to us this morning. Glory to your name, Father God. Yes, Holy Ghost. And we say thank you. We praise you. And we glorify your holy name in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. This morning, I want to do part two, amen, of what we was in last week. I'm not sure, praise God, who on the line was here last week, amen, and we talked about Habakkuk and how Habakkuk stand upon the watch to see what the Lord was going to say to him. So when I was just studying on yesterday, glory to God, I had to go back to where God wanted me to go, back to Habakkuk, praise God, and Habakkuk 2, amen, glory to God, hallelujah. How many know that, glory to God, this is our time, a season of renewal and refreshing and restoration, amen, praise God. This is our time, amen, glory to God. As God says, barren no more, amen, praise God. This is our time, glory to God, of a birthing season, amen, in the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, hallelujah. So with that being said, amen, Habakkuk 2, amen, praise God, hallelujah. I'm going to read the message Bible this morning, amen, praise God, thank you, Lord Jesus. It says, write this, write what you see, he says, and write it out in big block letters so that it can be read on the run, amen, praise God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. This message, he says, and this vision, the message is a witness pointing to what's coming. Your message is pointing to what's coming. It says it aches for the coming. It means that, you know, when your body aches, amen, it aches for the coming. It can hardly wait, and it doesn't lie. Come on, people of God. If it seems slow in coming, he says, wait, it's on its way. It will come right on time. Amen. Praise God. So here, we're going to talk about barren no more. Barren no more. I thank God for the song that we heard, glory to God, before the message this morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. He said, if you delight yourself in the Lord, he gives you what? The desires of your heart. And we know, praise God, as Habakkuk was saying in the Message Bible, write it out, amen. This is part two, yes, Holy Spirit. Write it out in big block letters so that it can be read on the run. Amen, praise God. Meaning barren, no more barrenness. Amen, praise God. Hamasan, the Holy Ghost. Life is a process of diminishing dreams. Yes, it is. And it's true if we live only for self. Amen. Praise God. We can't just live for just self. There are two results in our dream, focused only on self-fulfillment. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Life is either denied us of achieving those dreams and or disappoint us when we arrive to our dreams, when we discover that the goals we've achieved are far less fulfilling, glory to God, than we expected, or we still powerless to stop the relentless approach of eternity. The believers can escape the grips of criticism and all those things and fully embrace life right to the end. Amen. The Bible is filled with people who had dreams that had many struggles and had many setbacks before their dream was realized. So I want to come in to encourage somebody this morning as the Holy Spirit talks about Habakkuk. Amen. Praise God. I want to help somebody, glory to God, that feels like they're in a struggle, feels that they're in a setback, and feels that their dreams are never going to come alive, but to achieve great fulfillment along the way. Somebody say, we are on a journey. Amen. Praise God. And if you're on a journey with the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, you will hit some bumps. Glory to God. You will climb some hills. There will be roadblocks. There will be caution signs. There will be red lights, because this is part of our journey. But as Habakkuk had, positioned himself, amen, praise God, hallelujah, we have to get into the best. Get into your, sometimes, praise God, when you sit down and glory to God, and you feel uncomfortable, you got to get in your best position, or you're trying to lay in the bed, and you got 50 million pillows, glory to God, and you got to throw one on the outside, and glory to God, pillow together, and you toss and turn, and praise God. And this is sometimes what happens in life, amen, with us, amen, glory to God. We have to get in our best position to receive the Lord's blessing upon our lives. We have to get back to the watchtower. Somebody say, get back to the watchtower to see what the Lord wants to say to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Hebrews 11:17, by faith, Abraham, glory to God, when he was tested, glory to God, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promise offered up his only begotten son, and of whom it was said, in Isaac your seed shall be called, concluding that God was able to raise him up. Amen. Praise God. When Abraham thought, praise God, that he was going to die, even, praise God, to the point, amen, he was tested. And sometimes, people of God, we're tested in life, but we don't give up hope. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. We might see the dead end, but we don't give up hope. When God asks us to offer up certain things, they praise God. And the point of now, praise God, we have gotten to the point where God speaks to us. We don't even know that he's speaking, praise God, hallelujah. God can tell us to do the craziest things because God is a supernatural God, and he wants us, amen, to know that when he is speaking to us, praise God, hallelujah. And a lot of times, praise God, we know that we hear from God, but we won't do the right thing. When God speaks to us, praise God, we have to do that what God has called. Glory to God. That was not in the script, but I hear the Spirit of the living God says, obedience is better than sacrifice. Glory to God. What did God say? The Holy Ghost. What did God say for you to do in the season that you have not done yet? Praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. We want our life to be blessed. We want God to do this, this, and this, but we won't do what God has spoken to our heart. What did God speak to your heart to do for the kingdom of God? What did God speak to your heart to do for your family member? What did God speak to you to do for your personal life? What did God speak to you to do on your job, your career, whatever it could be? God is speaking to us in this season. He wants to let you know, barren no more. You will not be barren no more. You will bring forth. You will produce. Amen. Praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. But we have to be obedient. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Glory to God. Glory to God. So let us be obedient in this time. Amen. That God wants to pour out upon us. Here we see Jacob, glory to God, 14 years and working for Rachel, amen, praise God, glory to God, there is something attached to Jacob, glory to God, there's a word that's attached to Jacob, he went through the test, glory, my son, the Holy Ghost, so he had the word, I'm not going to go through the whole of what happened to Jacob, but we know, praise God, there was things that happened in the family, and Jacob was on the run, praise God, and glory to God, and what he thought that would happen his way did not happen his way, glory to God. God had something planned for him to bring the best out of him. So here he's working, praise God, the first 7 years. He's working, praise God, for Rachel, the one that he really wanted. And then again, he was tricked, and glory to God, to work another 7 years. Amen. Praise God. All those things, amen, God put as a test, amen, to bring forth greatness in his life. A lot of times we look at what we go through, amen, praise God, as a punishment from God. But what God is doing, he is preparing you for the best. He's preparing you to stay where you need to stay. He's preparing you that when he puts you where you're at, amen, you will stand. You will not bend. You will not break. You come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. Look what he did to Joseph. Amen, praise God. This test, so when they went through their tests, amen, praise God, hallelujah, I can imagine what they went through. He went from the pit, amen, praise God. He went to Potiphar's house, amen. Then he went to prison, amen, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, in the midst of his journey. I want you to know that God is taking you through a journey, amen, praise God. And then he went to the palace. Look at Ruth. Look at Ruth. Ruth in the Bible, she was a husband. Husband died. She was barren. Amen. She was homeless. She was a foreigner in a land. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That she didn't even know God the way that they knew God. She was a foreigner working in a field, picking up scraps from behind somebody else. Then owning the field. Oh, y'all better come on, talk to me today. Praise God. And owning the field and being fruitful. See, a lot of times we look at our lives. Amen. Glory to God. And sometimes as a disappointment, we look in our lives and look what I have went through. But God is going to use every scrap. He's going to use everything about our lives, amen, to bring us to the place that he desired us to be. Glory to God. Who could imagine, glory to God, that Jacob will be the glory to God, the one, amen, praise God, hallelujah, that bring forth the 12 tribes of Israel. Who would have known, praise God, that Joseph would be the one, amen, praise God, that stood upon the throne, second in command. Who would have known that Ruth, amen, picking up scraps and then all crow, both sons of the Holy Ghost, and then owning the field, amen, and being fruitful. Who would have known abandoned. Israel in Egypt being saved and then finally freed and then get to the land of milk and honey, the land of Canaan, the land of Rehoboam. Who would have known? Amen. Praise God. See, you have to know that you're on your journey. You're on the path where God is going to lead you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Who would have known? Praise God. Peter, praise God, being a leader, being a failure, and then being a leader again. Who would have known, amen, that Peter would go back to glory to God, backslide, and then Jesus had to call him back, glory to God, and then build him back up and set him back up again. Peter became the great one, amen, in the Bible, amen, that preached the house down, got 5,000 saved. Oh, glory to God. People was delivered through him, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit received the Holy Ghost through him. My God, I say thank you. Look at Jesus, the death, the burial, the resurrection, and then, oh my God, seated in authority, people of God. He was seated in authority. That means that he's ruler over us. My God, I say thank you. Paul, Pharisee, hell-bent on persecuting the believer, got stopped on the road of Damascus. Paul, a young man, glory to God. The Bible says that Romans 1:1, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated. Come on, I want to talk to the ones that think they by themselves. Separated, my God, I say thank you, Jesus, unto the gospel of God. A lot of times we don't understand, amen. I didn't understand why God separated me. I didn't understand why I cried. I cried tears and why nobody called me. Why is this a glory to God? Why? My thing was, why, God? Why did you put me by myself? But God has a plan for the ones that separated. That means that he's pouring in the goodness. That means he's pouring in the right things. That means that he don't want you to hear all the mess. That means that he don't want to hear you all the false things. He wants to build you up. He wants to train you in the way that he wants to train you. He don't want man to mold you. He wants, oh my fire, Holy Ghost. He wants the Holy Ghost to mold you. Glory to God. So when you feel by yourself, there is something great. Yes, Holy Ghost, that God has for you. Paul was separated. Glory to God. A servant of Jesus Christ called to be separated. Amen. Unto the gospel of God. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 4:16, though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day. For I'm talking to the ones that, glory to God, that feel like their body is decaying. Amen. Praise God. But God is still yet renewing our spirit. Paul died with dreams still burning in his heart. People of God, old age has not aged. Amen. Praise God. His spirit at all. Paul's secret was his greatest desire. Oh, glory to God. I love it because I kept hearing the spirit of God says that I may know him, those in the power of his might. Glory to God. And the resurrection of his suffering. My God, I say thank you. See, he wanted to know who Jesus was. He wanted to know who, glory to God, more about who Jesus was. All God has to do is breathe in our direction for everything to change. Glory to God. Somebody say, God is going to breathe in my direction. My life will change. Producing my giving birth, visions and dreams that require intimacy with God. He gives us permission. Mission, glory to God, glory to God. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost, to breathe on you and in you, praise God. To breathe on you requires a closeness, a place of intimacy is where dreams and visions are birthed and shared. Glory to God. The things of God are not hidden from us. They are hidden for us. Hallelujah, glory to God. I want you to just to think about it and say it with me today, to stir my heart with your dreams and plans for me, Lord. Stir my heart. Come on, stay cool about Sunday. With your dreams and plans for me, Lord. Glory to God. What you are passing through, people of God. God knows what you're passing through. But know that when you are passing through these things on your with him to the very end. Paul writes like a young man and full of zeal and interest in life, full of big plans and dreams for his future. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Nothing is dying inside of Paul. It's just getting stronger. Though our outer man, come on, I want to talk to us, is decaying, our inner man is being renewed day by day. As I'm talking to somebody, because God says repeat it, aging is a physical process that can't be halted. It can't be halted, but the old is an attitude. How do you feel about yourself? My God, I say thank you. I might see a wrinkle, I might see a gray hair, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, but I know, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost, that God has best molded us. Glory to God. He knows when those times, amen, in our lives that we look at ourselves and think, praise God, what is going on? Praise God. They shall still bring forth fruit. The Bible says they shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishes. That's Psalm 92 and 14. Can I talk to somebody? Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God that think they're too old to do what God has called them to do. Can I talk to somebody? Amen. Praise God that says I wasted a lot of time in my life. Glory to God. Glory to God. God know the time you wasted. God know the time that you messed up. God know the time that you halted. God knows the time, amen, that you turned around. God knows the time that you did the secret things. Glory to God that you thought that nobody saw. Praise God. Hallelujah. God already see, but guess what? He will intervene. Praise God. Hallelujah. That means that if he got something for you to do, there's going to be a divine intervention in your life that brings you to a halt where God can bring forth, glory to God, glory to God, the best out of your life. See, a lot of times God got things, amen, praise God, that he wants to do in the person's life, because before you was talked about, your name was scandalized, you was brought down, they thought, glory to God, that you were being no good, praise God, hallelujah, good for nothing, praise God, and so God stands up for those people because he wants to bring the best out of you. He wants to show his glory in your life, praise God, hallelujah, and that's why he's going to free you from anything that's interrupting his plan. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. And even to your old age am he. And even to gray hairs, he said, I will carry you. I am made and I will bear. Even I will carry and I will deliver you. That's Isaiah 46 and 4. I have made. I shall carry. I shall bear. And I shall deliver. He didn't say us. He said I, meaning God. He said, I'm going to do this. Glory to God. If you are breathing, glory to God, glory to God. There is still the opportunity for every promise to come to pass. Somebody said the promises of God is getting ready to come to pass in my life. Amen. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. The season of birthing, the season of renewal and refreshing and restoration in every expression of glory to God, glory to God, strengthens our spirit, expectation in every way. Glory to God. God is going to do some great thing out life. That's why he tells us, amen, praise God. The journey, amen, praise God, glory to God. You might not understand your journey, but I am right there with you, people of God. I am there standing and waving the flag to know that you're going to make it to the other side. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Is God breathing on you this morning? My God, I say thank you. So if God is breathing on you this morning, there's still opportunity for every promise to come to pass. When God begins to expand and increase in us, he challenges us. Can I talk to somebody this morning? Glory to God, knowing that when God begins to expand and increase increase us. He challenged us. Today is a day of new beginnings, a day of possession, a transition, closing, crossing over, and going into. Listen, what happened? Caleb inherited the land he scouted. What land are you scouting in your heart today? Never surrender your destiny and your future to another person. Don't never do that. Amen. Praise God. It might be getting harder. Glory to God, because you have to get another push to birth. My say, son, the Holy Ghost. Do the thing you were created to do and go after the dream God has placed in your heart. Your eternal inheritance is priceless. Can I talk to somebody to know your inheritance is priceless? Everyone has an inheritance from heaven. Glory to God. Untainted, permanent, praise God, and secure. There's no one can take it from you as long as you choose to follow him. Glory to God. I mean, absolutely no one. David's greatest battle wasn't Goliath. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. It was knowing who he was in the face of the opinions of others. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Especially some of his own family. Never allow the opinions of others to frame your world. What do you mean frame my world? Take a picture, amen, praise God, and glory to God. Look at a picture, and it's framed, and you are in that picture, praise God, hallelujah. There's a frame means a box, amen, praise God, that glory to God, where a picture can be displayed, amen, praise God. But what God is saying to us today, my God, I say thank you, Jesus. Never allow another to frame your world, to put you in a box that, glory to God, that you cannot get out of. Fulfill your destiny. Seek to walk with God. Glory to God. He will take you places you never dreamed of. You have, glory to God, I have learned, glory to God, from the depth of past pain. Glory to God. It is possible to be raised up. It is possible to heal. Therefore, no matter who tries to knock you down, it's important to you. Come on, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to me. Glory to God. To know that God will always embrace you, hold you, help you get back up, allow faith arise in your heart and proclaim God's word over your life. No matter what you are facing, proclaim the word of God over your life. No, if nobody else do it, you have to know to do it, because God is a faithful God. My God, I give him glory. So today I'm praying God open doors of opportunities and closes the doors to the things holding you back in the name of Jesus. I come today, glory to God, and declare every cycle of loss, grief, and hurt, and brokenness come to an end, glory to God, in your life, and the abundance of life of Christ is your testimony for the future. I'm praying today, glory to God, as the word of God says. I'm praying today, praise God, a supernatural strength of discernment over you to step out and move into all God has for you today in the season ahead. What is a God dream? What is a God dream? A God inspired hope and expectation planted in your heart. The way you see and perceive things. How are you perceiving things of a man or a woman? And glory to God, it is made real in your spirit. Can I talk to us today? Mind and imagination by the Holy Spirit. If God putting a picture on the inside that's more powerful than anything around you and is shaped your future. God always implants things in us. Amen. Sometimes we don't even know the blessing that's in us until we really step out of ourselves and do what God has called us to do. Glory to God. As a person thinks in his heart, so are they. Come on, I'm going to talk to us as they are all alone in their heart. As a person thinks in their heart, so is they. Praise God. So they are at last in act. As you are all alone in your perception and the way you see are things in your heart, so you will be at last in your action and your reaction. Today, amen, I want to talk to us because I come today and speaking for the Lord today and declaring a shift, glory to God, in your mind and glory to God in our atmosphere. Glory to God. I know that you are here today under the sound of my voice today. Praise God. But the Bible says as you think in your heart, glory to God. So we have to make sure, amen, praise God, that we declare a shift in our mind, in our atmosphere. God, I refuse to be in poverty, so I'm going to go from poverty to prosperity. God, I refuse, amen, to think that I'm going to always be sick. So, God, I speak it today in my atmosphere over me, from sickness to health. Glory to God. From depression to joy. I'm going to speak over myself because I'm going through this journey, and I'm going through this journey with the mind of God, down and out, up and over it, from bondage to freedom. Come on, somebody, talk to me this morning. From the old to the new, from hate to love, from bitterness to peace, from confusion to a sound mind. I come to this morning, glory to God, declare over us today, these are surely the days of expanding you. Can I talk to somebody? Know that God is stretching you. Praise God. Hallelujah. You might never get what was on that job, but God is expanding you. You might have never did that in ministry, but God is expanding you. You might have never went through the challenge of finances, but God is expanding you. You never went through with your kids, but God is expanding you. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. God, glory to God. You might have never went through this in your marriage, but God is expanding you. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. So we think about expanding you, of strengthening you, of increasing you. You are coming into the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Oh, my God, I say thank you, Jesus. Genesis 12 is a conversation about calling, a destiny dialogue, purpose. What God wanted to do in his life, God is glorified when we are blessed. So today I pray for the increase and the release from the spirit of debt over us today. Why are you talking like this? Because God says, bear it no more. You're coming into a season, a burden that will take you to a great breakthrough. God gives us privilege of participating in a creative process with him. Creative process? Because anything God does is creative. Creative process with him. Participating. So here, look at Abraham. Abram. I'm talking to you from the barrenness to the fruitfulness. I want to make your name great and prosper you to give you influence. That's what he said. Influence. Greatness isn't somebody that want to be famous. And greatness is not about fame. It's about the influence that God places on us. Your elevation isn't just about your ambition. Your elevation is about God's agenda. The purpose of biblical greatness isn't just to be great. And so God can position us through his purpose to use us. God wants to exalt himself through you and me. So the prophetic word for many here today, you shall be barren no more. Genesis 25 and 21 says, now Isaac pleaded with the Lord for his wife because she was barren. And the Lord granted his plea, and Rebekah, his wife, conceived. But the children struggled together within her. And she said, if all is well, why am I like this? So she went to inquire of the Lord. Do you hear me? She went to inquire of the Lord. You feel the battle? Feel the battle within? She went to inquire of the Lord. And the Lord said to her, two nations are in your womb. Two people shall be separated from your body. One people shall be stronger than the other, and the other shall serve the younger. The struggle in the womb, the birthplace, people of God, is because it's about more than you. Prophetic release today to the people of God. In this day of birthing forth the vision I've instilled within you, do not be afraid to break past your tradition and norm. Ah, come on, Holy Ghost. For as I continue to inspire you to move forward, I will also inspire you to innovate and invent, and in doing so, you will break new ground. Can I talk to us what the Holy Spirit is saying this morning to us? We're in a birthing place, people of God, and you will adopt new ideas and attitudes, and you will implement new strategies and new innovations and new improvements, people of God. You have to understand and stretch your mind a little bit more. You're not here just to be here. You're here, praise God, to bring forth, for in this way I am stretching you, pushing you, pulling you into the realm I have called you to occupy. And my spirit will not only guide you, but will inspire you to take the new ground. And the realm I have called you to personally occupy, he said, I will press you to advance. But I, come on, Holy Ghost, but I, oh, glory to God, will also show you how. I will press you to grow. I will instruct you along the way, and you will see it come to pass. Somebody say, it's going to come to pass. As your heart desire begin to manifest before you, and you will taste of the goodness of my plans conceived within my heart, he said. And you will know I am love, and there is no one like me. As you continue to grow, the time spent in preparation will become evident. Your heart will remain steady as your eyes continue to gaze upon the abundant life. I, come on, to my eye, God will bring to you, to your very doorstep. Like my plan for you, you were born from the depths of love, from within my heart. and the immeasurable goodness of it all will wash away your doubt, your hurt, your fear, your disappointment. And you will be held by them no more. Meaning that I'm not going to allow all your life to have doubt. I'm not going to allow all your life to have hurt. I'm not going to allow all your life to have fear. I'm not going to allow all your life to have disappointment. Glory to God, my God, I say thank you, Jesus. So you will see how my hands have been with you always, he says. You will see my fingerprints on every page of the book of your life. Hey, come on, Satan, my fear. You will recognize my handwriting, and I glory to God, and will know, praise God, me as your author and your orchestrator. And your heart will be acknowledged, the spirits you have encouraged and encountered, praise God, hallelujah, and how they have saved you, trained you, and prepared you for today as well as for what is yet to come. Somebody say, God is preparing me for something great. As you continue to follow me with all your heart, will become softened, your hope will become enlarged, your joy will become increased, and glory to God, and your well-being will be abundant in every way. So be encouraged, he said. My precious children, my precious ones. So as you allow me to inspire you to innovation and true growth of your life, be bold in the knowledge that I am with you, leading you and working in you and for you, and glory to God, and going before you, glory to God. I'm working in you to continue to accomplish my good plans for your life. We receive God's vision and plan for the rest of this year and beyond. Come on, Holy Ghost. Lord, grant us a supernatural infusion of faith that matches the times and take us forward. Strengthen our spirit, God, to put a stake in the ground. Open our eyes to see the unlimited number of possibilities that surround us right now, God. Inspire us to go beyond and bold vision and achieve extraordinary things for God's kingdom and birth new possibilities. I will bring God's glory and finish strong in this year. Somebody said, I'm going to finish strong in this year by birthing. My birthing season is here. That's the song says, amen, praise God. Glory to God. I'm chosen in the place for such a time as this. Hey, quote, oh, my Holy Ghost. My life matters. Your life matters. Come on, Holy Ghost. And I'm making a difference in your life. And today needs me. Today needs you. Tomorrow needs you. Today needs me. Come on, Holy Ghost. There are things that are yet happen that needs us. So we step forward. And we stretch our lives to God, embracing faith and as glory to God, as our attitude to face all things. And glory to God, I'm going to face my day. Glory to God, with great expectation, I'm going to face my day no matter what comes up against it. I'm going to face my day. I'm going to get over the hump. I'm not going to let people allow people to put me in a box no more. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Hey, Corolosia. Embracing faith as the attitude to face all things. I will step up. And I will do great exploits for God and for God. Come on, somebody. I will step beyond my current limitation because a lot of times we limit our own stuff because we are thinking that we don't know how to do things. But with God, we can do all things. God said you can do all things with me. Glory to God. It will be possible. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. So your current limitations and reach out and grab some your blessed future, people of God. There's a blessed future ahead of us. I'm talking to somebody that glory to God that needs God in their lives right now that seems like everything is slipping out of their hands and losing hope. Praise God. Don't know how to take the next step. Don't know how to dream a big dream. Don't know how to open up things in their lives. My God, can I talk to somebody this morning? Glory to God that needs another step before God. I will step above into the higher place, the new position. I'm coming forward, God. A new future filled with God's hope. So we stand against the darkness, people of God. And let the light of God shine in our lives, in the place of the world, in the place of influence and authority. We keep our hearts open to the work of the Holy Spirit. And we live for God's adventure. Not ours, but God. We will walk in God-given purpose and passion and see the provisions of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. What did God say? Today, season of birthing. Barren no more. Write this. Write what you see. Write it out in big block letters so that it can be read on the run. This vision, the message, is a witness pointing to what is coming for you. It's aching, aching for the coming. It can hardly wait. And it doesn't lie. That's the best thing about God. God can't lie. Hey, come on, Holy Ghost. If it seems slow and coming, people of God, wait. Wait on is on his way. It will come at the right time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank and praise our God this morning for the watch hour. We thank and praise our God, hallelujah, that we're getting into our best position. I won't be uneasy, God. I'm going to launch out into the deep. Come on, somebody. Launch out into the deep. It's your time. God has not forgotten you. Hallelujah. You held on, the song says, hallelujah. Now it's your courage, everyone. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Everyone else, praise God, Hamasan, the Holy Ghost, that God has a plan for your life. So, amen, praise God, hallelujah. We thank and praise our God this morning. This is our time, people of God. This is God's time to shine in our lives. Barren no more. Remember last week, praise God, this is your set time. Well, guess what, people of God? The wait is over. God says, barren no more. Wait on is coming. It will surely come to pass. God cannot lie. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. So we thank and praise our God this morning. Amen. This is Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. This is Apostle Calvin McNeil on our Sunday morning service. Amen. Praise God. I thank and praise our God this morning. Hallelujah. For the blessings of the Lord make it rich and addeth no sorrow with it. My God, that came from the depths of my soul this morning. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for that scripture. Amen. Praise God. So we thank and praise God today on our Sunday morning service. I think this is, if I'm not mistaken, I think this is the first Sunday, amen, of the month, if I'm not mistaken. If I'm wrong, praise God, please forgive me. I got to check. Amen. Praise God. But thank God for you, you, and you, and every one of you. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is good, people of God. God cannot lie. Amen. Praise God. Everything has to bow to the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Know that whatever your journey is, amen, you are positioned for it. You will make it to the end. You will get to your place of Rehoboth. Amen. Praise God. That place of peace and rest and glory to God where you can just rest your mind, amen, and get into the Lord Jesus Christ, because now, amen, the affliction is over. God is going to be all right. Amen. Praise God. So lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. Glory to God. He said, lift up your heads, oh, he gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Let him in today, praise God. Walk with him, talk with him, minister. Glory to God. That'll make you laugh sometimes. Amen. That'll make you raise your hand sometimes. That'll make you make, oh yes, Holy Ghost, stomp your feet sometimes. Whatever it may be, praise God, God is going to get the glory out of your life. It's not over. Don't trade your dreams in for nothing else. Amen. God has a plan and a purpose for what you're going through, and you will make it through with the strength of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Don't forget, on Thursday, 6 p.m., Pastor Ilona Waters will be on. Amen. Praise God. Tap into the glory, people of God. Come on. Come on. Praise God. She's been giving an awesome message. If I could be at work and listen to her, praise God, hallelujah, I go find me a corner and I listen to the word of the Lord, because God is speaking in his time. Amen. Praise God. So come on. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Come on. Amen. Praise God, to hear the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. It will strengthen you. Amen. To go to the next. Amen. Don't forget, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday will be prayer. Amen. Oh, I'm sorry. Wednesday and Friday. We're going to cancel out Thursday. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for that. Amen. So Wednesday and Friday, I will be in prayer. Amen. Praise God. Anybody want to come on and tap into what God is doing? God is doing amazing things on that line. This is not about Carolyn. Amen. Carolyn, be decreed that the Holy Spirit increase. Amen. Praise God. And let God have his way in our prayer time. Amen. Praise God. Thank you all for coming on this morning. Amen. Let me pray. And don't forget, this is our Sunday morning service. Anybody want to send in a Sunday offering, you can do so. Amen. Praise God. You can reach me, 302-883-9799. I can show you the way to give unto the kingdom of God. Amen. It's all about the kingdom. Amen. Praise God. It's about the kingdom. Amen. For your offering. Amen. Praise God. So we thank God. Amen. For you, you, and you. Amen. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy, Lord Jesus. We thank you, God, for your word today, Father God, how you have spoken over us today, Father. We ask you, Father God, let the word, glory to God, grow, Father God, within our hearts, Father God, that we will not sin against you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. We thank you, Mashatorobosanamasia, yes, Holy Ghost, for taking us through, Father God, even on yesterday, God. We thank you for the journey, God, that you komosanamasenekoturabasia, yes, Holy Ghost. We thank you for the journey, God, ahead of us, Father God. Just take our hands, Father God, lead and guide us and direct our paths, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to turn over our will to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I pray, God, that if there's any secret sin within us, God, in the name of Jesus, I pray, God, today that you will deliver us, God, today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, that we will not miss the mark, that we will not miss our blessing, that we will get to our land of Rehoboth, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray that our eyes be open, glory to God, the eyes of our understanding being enlightened, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank that it here today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. Bless our family, our loved ones, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray for increase, Ashokorobos, by the Holy Ghost, in every area of our lives, God, whether it be spiritually, God, physically, mentally, God, yes, Holy Ghost, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, financially, matrimonially, God, I pray today, sin increase in our lives, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you, God, for the new birth and season. I thank you, God, yes, Holy Ghost, that we are bearing no more, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We will focus and we will, glory to God, we will die to self, glory to God, that fulfillment will come to pass in our lives, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the process, God, because the process is a place of preparation, and we thank you, Lord, for preparing us for the new place, for the birthing, and for the birthing season, bearing no more. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you, God. And guess what? I got a song for you at the end. God bless you. Happy Sunday, happy Sunday, happy Sunday. Love you. And guess what, people of God? Jesus loves you too. Amen and amen. God bless you. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, amen.
I feel a special anointing in this place. The glory fills this place. Could you just, for just a moment, with the fruit of your lips, just begin to thank God? Come on, in your own words, if he's been good to you. If it wasn't for his grace, You wouldn't even be here tonight, but he's been good to you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I dare you to just give him the praise. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. You got to tell it for yourself. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. Come on, help me say. say, don't you